the Democratic Alliance, the Economic Freedom Fighters, and the United Democratic Movement have made their submissions to the Speaker's office in their call for a secret ballot on a motion of no confidence in President Jacob Zuma. Parties had until the end of business on Friday to submit their views on the preferred means of voting when the motion is held on the 8th of August. The party says Speaker Baleka Mbete should now be prepared to provide reasons for her decision on the kind of ballot that would be held, and that they will not allow her to take a decision that is not in compliance with last month's Constitutional Court ruling. For more on this, I'm joined on the line by General Bantu Holomisa, the leader of the United Democratic Movement. General Holomisa, welcome, and thank you for coming through to Talk at 9.
Yes, thank you. I stayed still. I was asleep.
You can't be asleep, General Holomisa. We are still on air, and a lot of our listeners are looking forward to hearing what you are going to be saying. Just frankly, General Holomisa, I mean, do you really believe that Baleka Mbete is going to allow a secret ballot?
Well, we are hoping that she will weigh the views of the public as well as even the political parties. I guess she has read what ANCTA and other political parties in the House, and almost all of us were saying, you said you don't have powers before.
Mm.
But the powers have now been affirmed to you by the Concord. And even her own political party is saying, "Hell, we will accept whatever the Speaker is saying."
Mm.
So she would have made work easy for her. She should just do an honorable thing and follow the will of the majority parties. I mean, within the number of parties which are for this ballot.
Now, you have said that if she decides against a secret ballot and her reasons aren't rational, you will be taking the matter to court. But the effect of that will be a delay, and one would potentially not see that vote necessarily again before, let's say, the ANC's elective conference. Are you going to be taking those tactical issues into consideration if, in the event, she doesn't allow that secret ballot? Or are you going to haul her before court if she tries to pull a fast one and say that a secret ballot isn't necessary? Are you determined to see her in court if she reneges on that?
Well, that is our original wish, but we are no longer with her on this issue.
Dr. General Holomisa, just quickly, we just seem to be missing you occasionally. I'm not sure if you're moving around.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now. It's just that sometimes your phone literally goes away. It's
okay.
As if you are moving around. If you could just stand still, because that line sometimes just disappears.
Stand still at the middle of the night, okay?
I'm so sorry. Or sit down. My apologies, and thank you for your patience. Mr. General Holomisa, just quickly, the issue around the secret ballot.
No, we will see when we reach that decision by her. I don't think we should put a gun against her neck.
Mm.
We should give her the opportunity to reason over this issue. And then if really we feel that she has not come up with a tangible rationale,
mm-hmm.
we will consult with other political parties, obviously.
Now, you have obviously gotten this coalition of yours together around a series of actions. Other than, giving her an opportunity to make the decision, you've also called on the public to engage in some sort of mass action to compel Parliament to do the right thing. Just take us through what the program of the opposition parties is.
we have established a steering committee to coordinate such events, which would culminate on the 8th of August to coincide with the date of the debate on vote of no confidence on Zuma on the 8th of August. So the committees have been working with structures in Western Cape, in particular political parties, as well as the civil society. Some civil society groupings are preferring to do it on their own on the 7th. We also welcome that because they will, the message would more or less be the same. But I'm definitely sure on the 8th, if the motion of no confidence debate is going ahead, the political parties will march on that day, the opposition parties. I heard also that ANC will want to march as well. Obviously, they will be marching against the people in defense of an individual by the name of Zuma.
Now, we see that Dr. Makosi Khoza has come out. She's literally kind of put herself on the line arguing very fiercely for a secret ballot. She's, of course, been at the receiving end of death threats. We know that the person making those calls have been traced to the Black First, Land First organization, although they deny, but very weakly, so that, you know, they're not going to be threatening any Black person. But the number used in that call definitely associated with them or traced back to them. Do you think more ANC MPs are going to be threatened as we get closer, considering also that we had an attempt on the life of the former ANC Youth League secretary down in KwaZulu-Natal, and that we don't see any abating of the political killings, particularly in, you know, heavily contested areas such as KZN?
I guess that's why the judges gave us this ruling, because that was our motivation. But the members of parliament feel threatened, and we even cited some of the MPs and also the violence which is taking place in KZN, where the ANC members are maiming each other or killing each other. So I think Makosi Khoza, therefore, and others, if Balega Mbete were to use the secret ballot, they would recommend that the UTM should be given a medal for having make sure that they are protected.
General Holomisa, we've seen a situation where the Hawks offices have been broken into, the NPA's offices have been broken into, the Chief Justice's office have been broken into. Very few people have been arrested. Intimidation against members of the ANC and other parties continue. Do you see a creep in the kind of authoritarianism and the securitization of our politics? Are we heading for a disaster in that area?
Well, it's too early to say unless somebody else is charged. But unfortunately, the proximity between Zuma and his Minister of Security, Mr. Matshobo, is always a worrying factor. Matshobo seemed to be only obsessed with protecting his president, not behaving as a Minister of Security and protecting everybody. Right now, he should have long detected as to what is taking place. Impossible brief the head of Justice, Justin Huang, the Hawks, and many others. But when you have a head of state being embroiled in these corrupt-related issues, you should not be surprised on what you are seeing today, because we know that within the president, he has created a unit which is monitoring people's phones and so on, including his own colleagues, against or running a parallel structure outside the prescribed security department. So you can expect this nonsense.
It's interesting that you say this, General Hulumisa. I just spoke to the General Secretary of the South African Communist Party, Dr. Nzimande, and he said precisely what you were saying, and he said that they are soon going to be naming names. He spoke about what he referred to as a rogue unit that is gathering intelligence on people like themselves in the SACP. Are you guys referring to the same group of people?
I'm sure he has this more or less the same intelligence. The one we are talking about is located at Union Buildings for the first time. It shows the signs of panic.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell us more? You're saying it's located at Union Buildings?
No, please. You're a journalist, and I've given you some leads, so please go into your homework.
We will do our homework, and part of our homework is to ask politicians tough questions. So if you're saying there's a rogue unit, we need to know more.
You want to ask me to reveal my sources?
No, I'm not going to do...
In the history of my political career, I don't normally lie to the public.
No, I trust what you are saying, General Hulumisa, but obviously if two politicians within the space of a half an hour talked about a rogue intelligence unit, you saying now it operates out of the Union Buildings, it behoves me to ask you questions. And of course, it's your right to tell me you can't answer them. But I accept what you are saying in terms of the fact that we will obviously shine the light. We will obviously get in contact with the security minister and, of course, the presidency to talk and ask more about this unit. But if there is more information that you do have, we obviously would expect you to share that with the public. More importantly, who would head up such a thing and on whose instructions such a unit would be operating, because I think that is what South Africans really would need to know.
Well, I think to give you an honest advice to you, I think you should dig more from the lady Nzimande, who is also in the cabinet of Zuma. You should know it more than a person like me who is outside the establishment. I'm glad that you are We are sharing the same intelligence. So why would a minister of state go to the extent of misleading the public?
Mm.
So that means this rogue element or unit is there.
Okay. It's obviously something that we will continue to focus on. General Hulumisa, I've got someone on the line from Western area who would like to ask a question in terms of just what the options are for opposition parties. Bovungana, I'm hoping I'm pronouncing your name correctly. Thank you for your patience. Welcome to Talk at 9.
Hi, Karima. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I'm good, Karima. Kaeba?
Sir.
How are you?
I'm okay, Baba.
What's up? Yeah, it's Bovungana, yeah. I would like to know one thing. I'm not sure whether I've missed that question. It seems as if Karima did ask it before, but my apology if you have already answered. What other options do you have? Because I'm not convinced that the Speaker will give you that platform that you have been fighting for. I'm on a view that still is going to give you the very same answer. What other options that you have, constitutionally or procedurally?
General Hulumisa?
Well, unfortunately, if the Speaker says no, and then we will wait and we will review her rationale in arriving at an answer which says no. Then we have options to ask or to challenge her for a judicial review. It would go as an urgent application. It should not take long. But on the other hand, we could be changing the tactics and say, look at this speaker, she is putting the interest of her party, her leader, ahead of the people of South Africa. So ANC must learn something. It's no longer the terrain is not, it's no longer the same as they used to have in 1994 under Madiba. The civil society is also up in arms these days. So it's very risky for them. But within a period of 18 months for the next election, they are still dilly-dallying and be seen to be protecting a questionable character. If I were in their boots, I would advise the speaker to say, please, man, just give this and then let the people vote. If Zuma is taken out, it will be a big relief for us. And then we consolidate and work towards 2019 and beyond.
All right, General Holomisa, thank you so much for your time there. General Holomisa, the leader of the United Democratic Movement, answering questions and, of course, telling us more about the opposition strategy to try and compel the speaker to go for the secret ballot. Of course, they are also planning to march on the 8th of August together with civil society organizations, which we've just heard will also be conducting their own protests and trying to bring more pressure to be. So all eyes, of course, on Baleka Mbete and General Holomisa saying that they will assess at the time if the Speaker of Parliament denies the secret ballot, whether they go to court. The effect of going to court will be, of course, to delay that action, and it could potentially kick it into touch. So all the political parties will have to think strategically, but both the EFF and the DA on the record saying that if the reasons of the speaker are irrational, she will be challenged legally. She will, in fact, be facing court action. She'll find herself right back in the Constitutional Court.